Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
God. Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We count it a joy and a privilege to be able to come to you and you all join with us in this time of study in God's all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to share his word. Earlier this week, I was watching a movie. The title of the movie was Silence, and it had Liam Neeson as one of the star characters in the movie. And it was about Christians that were being persecuted for studying the word of God, persecuted for being Christians, persecuted for sharing their faith and trying to get others converted over to Christianity. And that reminded me of how there are people, there are Christians, believers throughout this world that they don't have the opportunity as we're doing right now just to be able to join together in the study of God's word and without fear of retribution, without fear of persecution. And so when we're able to come together and study God's powerful word, we need to be able to just say, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, that we live in a country where we can study the word of God without feeling threatened, without our lives being threatened. And we need to be able to give God all praise and all honor and glory for that, because it's not anything to be taken lightly. The word of God tells us that we need to hide the word in because there may come a day, brothers and sisters, where we will only be able to count on the word of God that's already deep down in our spirit, deep down in our. So we thank God again for the opportunity to come and to study his word together. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song. If you have not gotten together your pen and paper at this point and Bibles, go ahead and do that, because we have a word in the house tonight from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and the title is The Fellowship of the Redeemed. The Fellowship of the Redeemed. But before we go into the study of the word, let's usher in the presence of our God with a song of praise. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? Your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Every praise. The word of God tells us, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. God is worthy of our praise. And so we just want, Lord, we just love you tonight. We give him all the praise. I'm going to ask if you will bow your heads with me for a time of prayer. And then the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst bringing tonight's word. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you again for another opportunity to be able to share with these, our listeners, in the study of your word. I ask, Lord, that you bless every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, Heavenly Father, that has tuned in to the program tonight or that will even tune in at a later time. Bless each one of their families, Lord God. Meet them at whatever point of need that they may have. If there's deliverance needed, Father God, we know you are a deliverer. If there is healing needed, Father God, we know that you are the great physician. You are Jehovah Rapha, Heavenly Father. If there is peace that's needed in the home, Lord God, we know that your word says that you can give us that peace that surpasses all understanding because you are Jehovah Shalom, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever, Heavenly Father, that these men and women stand in need of, Father God, meet them, Lord God, at their point of need. Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around their family members, Heavenly Father. Protect them from all hurt, harm, danger, all incident, all accident, all sickness and disease, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you cover them in your precious shed blood. Seal them, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and protect them, Father, from the enemy, Lord. We just give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Father, because we know that there is absolutely nothing that's impossible for you. And now, Lord, we pray for the man of the Lord. We pray for the man of the hour that will share the word of God tonight, Heavenly Father. We pray that you anoint him afresh, Lord God. We pray that he speaks forth your word without reservation, without hesitation, Lord, that the people will be edified, that the enemy will be terrified, and that, Lord, you will get all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And we ask these things in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. To God be all the glory. Lord, we praise you. Thank you for this day to bring forth your word, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Clarity and understanding, Lord, to your people following this hour. Thank God for each and every one of you that are here on today, my wife and family. Thank God for you all that are there. To God be the glory. The people of God, we praise God for you. And we're going to just get into the word on this hour. Praise God. Not taking the time for granted. We're just going to appreciate what God is doing.
Amen.
And the topic for today is the fellowship of the redeemed. The fellowship of the redeemed.
Amen.
And our text for today, we're going to go to Psalms 107. I'm going to be using King James Version. Psalms 107, verses 1 and 2.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God. Thank God for his word. Praise God. That powerful, powerful word. Amen. For our
Psalm. Amen. Psalm
107. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth. How long? Forever, praise God. Thank God for his everlasting mercy. We need each and every day, his everlasting grace, his everlasting love and peace and joy. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost power. We need that each and every day of our life, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
To God be all the glory. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
When he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The enemy thought he had you, didn't he? Thought he had me, but God came out, and God said not to be so, praise God. God had a different plan for you and for I, amen? He had a better plan, a greater plan, amen?
Amen.
We thank God for that plan and plan of his salvation, his grace, and his mercy, praise God. Amen. We'll dive into the world this hour. Excuse me. Okay, to redeem. We get some meat on redeem. Amen. Redeem is to purchase back. It's to ransom. It's to liberate. To rescue. Because we all understand the Israelite, how they were in bondage in Egypt. And God kind of like redeemed them from that place. Amen. After 4+ years, he redeemed them from Pharaoh. Amen. In that bondage it was in, praise God. And some of us in bondage of sin, they lost sinners. Amen.
Amen.
Well, and we were delivered from that through the power of God, through the power of the word, and through the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. But redeem is to push it back to God from the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
God liberated us. He rescued us from captivity, praise God. He rescued the Israelites from captivity. He rescued us from captivity. Amen. Of our sin, our lost sin. And also from bondage of sin in our life, amen. And some of them are bound down pretty deep and binding that old clay or marble pit, praise God. But thank God for thank God for his power. They took us out of that pit, amen. We were prisoners to the enemy, amen. We was captured by the enemy of God, amen. But God, grace and mercy, amen. Redeemed us from that, praise God.
Amen.
And God, thank God, his word, and God, through his word, through his grace and mercy, we are alive and live today because of God's word,
amen.
Because of our faith in him.
Amen.
Amen. But thank God that we didn't stay there for so long, but thank God, you can't alienate us from God because of our sin. Amen. Call it separation. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But that God have a plan of salvation for us. Amen. And also, God, we purchased us again through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And thank God for that. Thank God you can be saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. They can forgive us and can wash away our sins. Amen. And thank God
Amen.
For that blessing of that. Thank God for his gift, amen, to us through that word, throughout his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we was to compensate us, to make amends for our sin, also to free us by making atonement. Jesus Christ atoned us through that, amen, through his blood. He paid the penalty for us, to save us out of that death, out of that penalty of sin, amen, through the word of God, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He became sin for us who knew no sin. He sacrificed his life for you and I. He became sin, he knew no sin, that he may reconcile us back to God through our God, salvation through Christ, for man, through Jesus Christ, amen. To reconcile us back to God through his son, amen, his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for that on this hour, amen.
Yes.
What he has done, we continue to do it, believe and have faith in that and trust that, and we see that blessing of God in their life, amen. And God said his word, and go on to Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, he said, for the wages of sin is death. There was a penalty. The wages of sin was death. But the gift of God, thank God for eternal gift, but the gift of God is eternal life through what? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. There was our reconcile. There was our claim. There was our way out through the blood of Christ. Amen. Through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we had a way out. He paid the price for our sins, your sins and mine. Amen. But there's none that do good, no, not one, according to the word of God. And according to Romans, it says also, for all have sinned. So when you say you're not a sinner, you're not telling the truth. Truth not in you. But for all, the word of God says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then according to Romans 3:23, and it says, being justified freely by his grace, the grace of God, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, amen, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith of his blood. Romans 3:25 verse. Romans 3:25 verse. For whom God has set forth a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Amen. God, he always set this thing in motion through a virgin named Mary. You know, prophesied a virgin named Mary that what was going to happen is a child was going to be born. Amen. And that child would become the son of the living God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that was prophesied many, many years ago and came to pass, amen, through a virgin named Mary.
Amen.
And the Jewish girl named Mary. And that happened. And then our Lord and Savior was able to be born here on this earth by assuming that the power of God through the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Spirit of God that came forth in her, amen, well, the Holy Ghost, that power of God and resonant in her, it came from our Heavenly Father. And brought it to pass, so we have a risen Savior, amen, through the word of God. We thank God for Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. He redeemed you and I from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that being on the tree, mm-hmm. that being where God has ordained for him to go through. Through the cross, amen, the death, burial, and resurrection, but God had ordained for him to go through the cross to do that for us too. It's only you can have salvation is through Jesus Christ, through him performing, going through that process that God had ordained for it to take place to forgive us, to cleanse us from our sins. He had to die, resurrected, be alive again. So that was a process that God had to go through to redeem us back to him, amen?
Yeah.
And you look at, look at Titus 2:14, and that shares you the word of God, but you know, more truth to the word of God. So you were going through the pages. You got to go on your Bible. You're going to shake on that go off your Bible, and you go to some of the pages of scripture there, and you take and get into the word of the living God. You go to Titus 2:14. Amen. Titus 2:14. And you will see what I'm talking about pertaining to the word of the living God, what God continued to do and have done for us. Amen. 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 15. These things seek and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. But God has set that thing in motion through Christ to redeem us from sin. Amen. To cleanse us of our sin. Because there's no other way man can be saved but through the blood of Jesus Christ and through the word of God. Amen. He had put that thing in motion for that to take place. If the Son therefore shall make you free, so you shall be free indeed. And then according to the word of God, John 8:36. So God has set those things in motion for freedom from our sin, amen, through Jesus Christ and through the blood of Christ to wash away our sin. Amen. Though they receive and believe on that word. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He's still mighty today. In all things, if no one like him, he can do the thing that God is doing for you and for me. We thank God for being almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God, all-seeing God, all wisdom that he has for such a time as this that we live on this day and hour. That not even depending not only what's going on now, pandemic or anything can keep us separated from the love of God in our life. Amen. The love of God is powerful. Amen. And the word of God is powerful. And you go on to Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus have made me free and you free from the law of sin and death. Christ paid that price. He paid that great price for that. He sacrificed himself for us. He made a life in him and through him, praise God.
That's
amen.
Right.
We thank God for that.
That's right.
Verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not out of the flesh, but out of the Spirit. So in Christ Jesus, you walk out of the Spirit. Amen. Not out of the flesh anymore because you've been born again. You've been saved. be set apart by the grace and power of God. So you walk in the spirit of God by faith, amen. It's a faith walk that we have. The faith walk is by love. So it's a faith walk that we have in Christ Jesus, because we've been deemed from the old man into the new man,
mm-hmm.
and then new life in Christ Jesus, amen. We've been deemed in that. And that's a joy, that's a blessing to know that, Psalms 7:123. That's a blessing and joy to know that what God has done, continue to do in our life, and he has put things in place for our salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen. So what a joy, what a blessing to have a knowledge of that, to have an understanding of that God has taken care of that for us. Amen.
Amen.
Because a lot of people are on the way to hell with God. Even if it's not none of the past, but all of them coming through the knowledge of the truth. The truth in his word and truth of God, Christ the devil on the cross of Calvary. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, turn with us to Psalm 71, verse 23. And it reads, my lips shall greatly rejoice.
Yeah, David had a relationship with Yahweh, he had a relationship with God. And David expressed himself, and he was a psalmist as well. But he was expressing his heart to God, and he told me he praised him. Go ahead.
When I sing unto thee and my soul,
uh-huh.
which thou hast redeemed.
David tell me how God had redeemed his soul and redeemed for the hand, also for the hand of the enemy. Because this time the David was on the run. He was on the run for Saul, King Saul without him. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the Philistine, but
Absalom.
David, he had a relationship with God, huh?
And then he was on the run from Absalom.
His son? Oh, my goodness, man. He was on the run many times, but it's a mess with David, though. God right there in the midst of it. Through it all, God was right there in the midst of that. He trusts God more than anything else. He had a relationship with God. Amen. He had a fellowship with God. And he trusted the Lord. And God looked out for him, took care of him. They can take care of the day. Amen. Amen. God, he cared for you and cared for me. But God was looking out for him and gave him. And David was talking about the praise of the praise of God. He had his heart toward the fame of God. And he blessed God. He thanked God for God living out of his troubles from time to time again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He had many testimonies, and you and I have testimony today about the things that we have with our relationship without having the Father. Amen. So let
mm-hmm.
you know who you are, the different power of God in your life, in my life, and know what God wants to do for you, and how God wants to mold and shape up and wants to grow in his faith, wants to trust in his word, and trust in him. Amen. Trust and encourage one another. Okay, number two. Who is the Redeemer? Who is the Redeemer? Amen. He who redeemed is one who redeems or ransoms us from something.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 17. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. But who is our Redeemer? What are you trying to redeem us from sin, for our sin? Amen. And Jesus was that Redeemer to do that. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 through 14. But God made, he had a plan in mind to save us from our sins through Jesus Christ. Amen. By the blood of Jesus Christ, that and we able to do so. Amen. God's word tell us. Yeah, verse there. God word tell us according to Romans 3:24 that we were justified by his grace through the redemption that is in who? That's in Christ Jesus. Always it's in Christ, it's in Christ. Our salvation is in Christ, our redeeming, he's our redeemer, praise God. Amen. It's in him, the Son of the Living God. S-O-N, the Son of the Living God.
Colossians 1:12. Through 14.
Yes.
And the scripture reads, giving thanks unto the Father,
mm-hmm.
which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness.
What? Say that again now.
Who hath
delivered us
from the power of the enemy, of
Satan,
darkness.
The devil. Yes.
And
the power of God
has translated us
into the kingdom
of his dear son.
Praise God, hallelujah. To the kingdom of who?
His dear son.
S-O-N, his dear son.
And whom?
Only begotten son.
we have redemption.
Yes.
Through his blood.
Redemption. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Even the forgiveness
even
of sin.
Say that again. Therefore, even the what?
The forgiveness
of sin. That's the word of God. Amen.
Praise God.
Therefore, Jesus died for you and I. That is the true word of the living God. Praise God. You didn't know who and what you are, what you're about, and what God had done for us. Amen. And know that through the transforming power of the Almighty God, through Jesus Christ, we have that inheritance. We have that gift. We have that freedom in him. Amen. Who the glory is set free is free indeed. Amen. So praise God. Know who you are in Christ. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anyone fool you. Get you talking to and fro with all forms of doctrine. Be steadfast on move. Be sound in your faith in Christ. Be sound, strong in your faith in Christ. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. Let nothing separate you from the truth of the word of God's word. Amen. Who your true redeemer is. Christ is your redeemer. Amen. Christ is our redeemer. And don't let no one fool you or try to say anything against that is not true. Amen. You understand, stay true to the word of God. Paul can attest to that. Apostle Paul can attest to that. Seeing our four brethren shipwrecked, been lowered down through a river and so forth. People out here taking life, been stoned and so forth. Then Apostle Paul can attest to that. Amen.
Yeah.
So can Jesus Christ. That going through all that he goes through for that, and he wrote most of the New Testament. Apostle Paul did, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote most of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He was telling about, you know, about a different thing on God's grace. For our grace are we saved, not on yourself. We'll put that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 2:14, 2:8, excuse me. Give that for a moment.
Not of yourself.
It's not about self-recognition, you know. It's not about self-gratification. No, it's not in your name. It's in Christ. There's no other name can we be saved but in the name
right.
of Jesus Christ,
that's
the Son
right.
of the living God. Okay, Ephesians 8. For by grace are you saved,
mm-hmm.
through faith. That is not of yourself, but it is the gift of God.
The gift of God.
Paul talking about the dispensation of God's gift, God's grace, amen, and grace and mercy, amen. Not a word. What can save you? Not a word. At least any man shall boast. How do you know how much you're working up? But number 10 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Amen. Unto good works.
Mm-hmm.
With God before it ordained what? That we should walk in them. From day to day, walk in that. Amen. God ordained that to be so. So as long as no one fool you, no one says things that are not true, can your faith, try to shake your faith, amen. Jesus told Peter, that are converted, strengthen thy brethren. We're supposed to strengthen our brethren and our sisters,
mm-hmm.
amen. We'll share one another burden.
Yeah.
We're supposed to strengthen one another
yeah.
from time to time, encourage each other, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a call, talk to them, send them a text, whatever it takes,
mm-hmm.
amen, to encourage them. I thank God that I have some people that send me texts from time to time, or get on the phone, call, a text, or whatever, send me encouragement, scriptural verse, devotional, and what a joy, what a blessing to see that it sometimes be beautiful, glorious, and sound so great, and just have to encourage you throughout your day, amen. What a blessing to have that, amen.
Yes.
Someone to encourage you, someone to enlighten you, to let you know that God has got you covered, amen. God got you covered. Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the test of time, praise God.
Amen.
You thank God for that. What a joy, what a blessing it is to know that in your heart and your spirit. And God is there to strengthen you in your biggest hour. God is there that you can trust him, you can depend on him, depend on his word, and he show up every time in the time of need.
Amen.
There might be a delay, he's still going to show up. Amen. Amen. Praise God for his word. God said, who gave himself for our sin that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. You find that in Galatians 1:4-5. We thank God for his word. We thank God for Christ working it all out, that he paid a great price for it. Amen. He's our Redeemer. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. He is our Redeemer.
Amen.
John said we saw Jesus coming. John the Baptist. When he saw Jesus come, he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which what? You're taking away the sin of the world.
Amen.
What another name? There's no other name a man can be saved. In heaven or earth, but the name of Christ Jesus, Yeshua, praise God. That name, amen, found in John 1:29. Well, we thank God for that, Lord. Thank God for that word. Thank God for the only one Lamb of God.
That's right.
One true Lamb of God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other.
Amen.
There's no other.
Amen.
You love, you're fake. You're not true. Amen. You're fake.
Right.
You're not true. It's counterfeit.
Yeah.
A lot of counterfeiters out here today. But thank God for your true words. They're true from beginning to the end. God's word said, hell and earth may pass away, but my word.
Yes.
Shall not pass away, amen.
That's
my
right.
word shall not pass away,
that's
amen.
Right.
A lot of other things will come and go, but God's my holy word, my powerful word, my divine strength, my word. Jesus became flesh. That word became flesh and dwelt among us. That word of God been going on for centuries now, still going on, still, you know, just like the blood of Christ never lose its power. The word of God never lose its power either, amen.
Right.
It's always powerful. And it does not come like void. God is going to accomplish what I want to accomplish at every given time. That's it for you to accomplish that. Amen?
Amen.
And prophecy and word, not word of truth, what he decides for us to do, designates what happened, it's going to go forth. Amen?
Yes,
it's going to go forth. And I will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And they will call them holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, according to Isaiah 62:12. God said they would call them redeemed of the Lord. Amen? They've been purchased with a price, a great price.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the Lord of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people. Luke 1:68. God said, blessed are them. This is New Testament now. Luke 1:68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people. Praise God. He still visits his people today. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
He still visits people today. And thou hast redeemed my life, praise God. 1 Corinthians 6:20. 6:20. And for you have been brought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Not your own anymore. Your body is the temple of God now. Mm-hmm. Dwell in his own spirit. And in your spirit,
mm-hmm.
which is God. Amen. You find that in 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you have been brought with a price. What price? The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Death, burial, and resurrection. Praise God. You have been brought with a mighty price. Don't take that for granted. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. The Lamb of God. Praise God. Amen? The Lamb of the living God. Praise God. He did that for you and for I. He is our Redeemer. Amen? He is our Redeemer. Revelation 5:9-10. But Jesus is our Redeemer. He worthy is the Lamb of God. He is worthy to be praised, praise God. He is worthy to be praised, saints. He is worthy to be praised. He paid the price for you and I. He paid it all for you and I. Amen?
Amen.
Revelation 5:9-10.
Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10.
I'm our Redeemer.
And they sung a new song.
What kind of song?
A new song.
All right now.
Saying, thou art worthy.
Are worthy.
To take the book and to open the seals thereof.
Yes.
For thou was slain and has redeemed us.
Praise God. What now?
Has
redeemed us. Jesus redeemed us.
To God by thy blood.
Yes.
Out of every kindred.
Yes.
And tongue.
Praise
and
God.
And people.
Hallelujah.
And nations.
Yes.
And has made unto
my God.
Us.
Hallelujah.
Our God, King and priest.
And priest. You are kings and priests. That's who you are through Jesus Christ. Praise God. He has made you kings and priests.
Amen.
Robert Watkins. You are kings and priests. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. And we shall reign on the earth.
Hallelujah.
And we shall reign
on the earth. Amen.
On the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
New heaven, new earth. We shall reign again on this earth. Praise God. Oh, isn't that powerful saying that? You know who you are. You are kings and priests in the Lord, in the things of Christ. Amen. You are on a high degree. Praise God. Don't put yourself down low. You are, God got you up high.
in Christ Jesus, amen, of a high degree. Praise God. A high degree. He got a lot of work for us to do here and hereafter, and hereafter. Amen.
Yes.
And a new heaven, new earth is going to be coming pretty soon. And when God designed it for you to come here. Amen. But bless God right now to know who you are in Christ Jesus. What a joy, what a blessing, praise God, to know that. That was powerful, though. Powerful word. Jesus is an Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, Almighty God. It's a joy to know that. It's a joy to know worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father through him. John 14:6. So Jesus is the way. Amen. The truth and the life. He's our Redeemer, praise God. He paid it all. He paid all for you and I. He paid the price for that. For our penalty. That he knew no sin. But if he can't stand for us, they may redeem us unto themselves to reconcile us back to God through the word of God, through his blood, praise God. We thank God for that redeeming power of God in our life through Christ Jesus, amen. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Amen. 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, praise God, but that the world through him might be saved, praise God. Amen. Thank God for that word. Thank God for S-O-N, Son of God, the only begotten Son of the Father.
Amen. Praise God. John chapter 14, verses 6 and 7.
Okay.
Jesus said unto him,
yes,
I am the way,
yes,
the
is.
Truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
No man or woman.
If ye had known me,
uh-huh,
ye should have known my Father.
Yes.
Also, from henceforth,
yes,
ye know him and have seen him.
Amen. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the redeemer of the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that word, praise God. That powerful, powerful word. Know who your redeemer. Who is your redeemer? Praise God. Yahweh is the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise God. Number three. Who are the redeemed? Who are the redeemed? Okay.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 1. Who are the redeemed? I wonder, who are they? Where did they come from? Who are the redeemed people? Who are they? Where are they? Well, I'm giving you a mirror for that. It should be you and I through the blood of Christ. And who they are. Chapter 1, verse 5 through 6.
Who are the redeemed?
Who are the redeemed?
All right now. Revelation 1, verses 5 through 6.
Yes.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness,
uh-huh,
and the first begotten of the dead.
The first begotten of the dead.
And the prince of kings of the
earth. Prince of the king of the earth. Go ahead.
Unto him that loved us.
The what?
Unto him that loved
us. Love us before he loved us first before we loved him.
And washed us from our sins in his own
blood. In his own precious blood.
Yes.
Amen. He owned precious blood. Not animal blood, but in the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We are washed from our sins.
In his blood.
What can wash away my sins?
Nothing
but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again?
Nothing
but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious that blood of Jesus Christ. He's still precious today. It cannot lose its power, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cannot lose the power. One more. This is verse 6.
And hath made us kings and priests.
Oh, yeah.
Unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and
ever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God forever and ever. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing to know that truth of God's word. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. No, there's no foundation of truth for yourself. Nobody can fool you and allow for anybody to destroy you and anybody to talk you to and fro. Know where you stand. Be rooted and grounded in the word of God. So no one can fool you. Can't take it. No counterfeiters can come around. No false prophet come around and kind of move you out your faith that you have in Christ Jesus. Amen. But there's no counselors out there now. They're out there now. Yes, they are.
Yes.
They're out there, so be careful. Don't get fooled by them. Stand on the word of God. Trust in the word of God. Stand on the word of God in your life, and know Christ, who Christ is in your life. Amen. We're going to go over to Romans 5:6 for a minute. Okay, oh, here we go. Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the faith. No, died for the ungodly. We all be ungodly because we all be sinners, you know, and come short of the glory of God. So Christ died for the ungodly. He died for the ungodly. Hey, but God commended his love, godly love, unconditional love, towards who? Towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He rose again the third day, resurrected. Amen. 9. Much more then, being now justified by what? By his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Amen. Number 10. For if when we were enemies, unsaved, ungodly, alienated from God, we were not reconciled to God. We were going our way, doing our own thing, just out there and serving other God, serving other God, other idols, and doing other things against the word of God. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, S-O-N, his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a joy. And it goes into that one. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for sure, by whom we have received what? By whom we have received the atonement. Romans chapter 11, verse 6 through 11. We have received the atonement through Jesus Christ. We have to receive that. He's our Redeemer, praise God. We have received that truth through the word of God by faith, amen. By faith are we saved. Y'all saved by grace of God through faith, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that, but through Jesus Christ, we had our atonement through him. We received that from him according to the word of God. He already taken the faith. He already done. Amen. So don't let the fool or discourage you about anything, but just learn to have faith in God and trust in his word through the thick and thin, through where you go. Just learn to stand on the word of God. Amen. Understand. Okay, there's some more truth. Okay, there's some more truth then. Praise God. Look, in Christ Jesus and God Almighty, through the grace of God, through the power of God, we have another benefit we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. God said he will make, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, we heard this verse so many times, it's still true. It should be true in your life, in my life as well. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, man, generalization, man or woman, or girl, in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Praise God. Hallelujah. But old things are passed away. So then you don't want to get old legend and so forth and pass away. Don't mean you still got responsibility. Yeah. But the whole thing are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God said, I will do a new thing in you. All things become new. I will do a new thing in your life, the transformation thing through the power of God in your life through Christ Jesus, through the blood of Christ. I will do a new thing in you. Still 18. And all things are of God, not man, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given us what? The ministry of reconciliation. Amen. 19. And to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. I like 20. Let's go to 20. And then we are ambassador for Christ. You will breathe now. You will be created in Christ Jesus. Once you're born again, you see Christ, your Lord, saved by faith, by the grace of God, you are saved. God say, he changed, you got your name written in heaven. And also, he say, you are an ambassador, representation of Christ still on this earth. Because you learn to walk in the spirit, and not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? You learn the truth of God, walk in faith, amen, from day to day, the daily walk, and you grow and develop in Christ Jesus. So become babies in the meat of the word later on. You get milk into the meat of the word. And you start growing in the things of God. Amen. A child of God, you grow and develop in the things of God. Amen. You pray, believe, have faith, be around the faith of God, be around the people of God, attend Bible study, do all the things you need to do, study the word of God, get into the word of God, be a student of the word, amen, learn to sow the word, learn to share the word, learn to have good testimony to the glory of God, amen. All these things are so important in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual growth and development, praise God, amen. So very important. But remember, in God, who are the true worshipers? Who are the true worshipers in Christ? God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Are you washing the blood of the Lamb of God? But thank be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other, according to the word of God, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There is no other name, it's God's word, not my word, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Through the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the name of the Son of the living God, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Alpha and Omega, the bright and morning star, the beginning and the ending. Amen. The chief cornerstone. Amen. A high priest, praise God. The mediator between God and man. Son of the living God, praise God. He is our redeemer. We are the redeemed in Christ Jesus. And we went along here. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank God for that. For that word. The school of that word.
Praise God.
We are children of the Most High God. Amen. We are students of the word. And we should know the word. We should be found in our doctrine and our faith in Christ Jesus. Okay, why is fellowship? What is fellowship? Ain't no shit like that fellowship, praise God, amen. Ain't no shit like that worship. Ain't no shit like that praise and that relationship with Christ, praise God. What is fellowship? Okay, one definition of fellowship is friendly association, especially with people who show interest in one another, what y'all believe, amen. So interest in different things, you might have different interests here, different interests there. But you got interest in certain things you have interest in. Amen?
Amen.
And sometimes Christian fellowship is a gathering, pretty much, amen. No, it's a gathering of those who are converted, born again, believers in Christ, walking by faith, and have received and know Christ as the Lord and Savior. Amen. Those are the true believers in Christ Jesus. It is sharing and knowledge of trials and tests and trials in our life. Amen. And have a testimony to encourage one another in the faith, praise God, and doing the work of God among those who are called and chosen of God and anointed of God as well. Amen. All that is filled with his Holy Spirit. Fellowship is an act of people sharing activities, goals, interests, duties, trials, trouble, alike. Different folks of God might have them appointed to do certain things and have you anointed for that as well, praise God. Amen. But the basic element to true fellowship need to exist for it to be successful. Okay? Yeah. One, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Number two, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Amen. Number three. The early church, they had true unity. Go to Acts chapter 2, 41 to 47. The church, they had true unity. Amen. They had true unity in their community. They had true unity in their community. What you talking about, pal? The early church had that, and God commanded us to do the same thing. Not the same as they had done in that mountain, but do the same thing toward one another, toward the household of faith, and toward each other in our community. And to share our faith and to be a disciple, to be ambassador, and to be what God called commands to be, amen, in the faith of God, and to live godly here on this earth, to be in this world, but not be other world, praise God, amen. Because you know, godly purpose, the godly connection, and have godly conviction in our heart to trust and believe in God's word, to obey God's word, amen.
Amen.
Well,
Acts 2:41-47.
You got time, read the last.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
A lot was going on. There was some powerful thing going on in the early church. But God was taking turn around making a change. There was a transition going on. Go ahead.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
They continued steadfastly in the apostles'. apostle doctrine. Stand together, one accord. Go ahead.
And in breaking of bread and in prayer, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and all and had all things in common. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord, in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Praise God for that word. Amen. Some of the true unity in the community. They had true unity in that community about being obedient to the word of God.
Amen.
And we need that today in our lives, and in the battle of Christ, you have that true unity. Amen. You do what God called, commands to do from day to day to have that. And that's so important for us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I got to move right along here. Praise God. Now I go for part two. We thank God for that. Thank God. Amen. For the they have true unity in the word of God. And I'm going to share that another part there. But we thank God for that. So let me just wrap this up here, if you will. Okay, I'm share Andrew just right here. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, to whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19:14. We thank God for the reading and studying these words. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. We give God praise tonight for this word, the powerful word, the fellowship of the redeemed. That's what we're doing right now, right here, fellowshipping in the word of God, joining into the study and fellowshipping in his word. God. We're going to go ahead. We have time for one or two comments tonight. We're going to take time for that, praise God. If you would like to share your comments, if you like have any questions, if you'd like to share your testimony regarding this word tonight, are you one of the redeemed? We're talking about the fellowshipping of the redeemed. Go ahead and press one on your dial pad, and we would like to hear from you, or if you would like to have encouraging words for the man of God tonight, we thank Pastor Jasper for this powerful word tonight. Praise God. Also, we would be remiss. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, caller, your last four digits are 0. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, I want to say that was a good word, Pastor Jasper. And as you kept on explaining everything, I said, ooh, he done took away my thoughts that I want to say. But anyway, I want to let the broadcast know I am a redeemed saint of God. Thank God for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And what he said, he said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Sister Pat is saying, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. And then when he was talking about that fellowship, I say, nah, he done took my thought again. When you say fellowship, we all come together. We all in the same ship with the same purpose of being those disciples that God called us to be. And we can't be that until we know we've been redeemed. And so I'm going to say it again. I have been redeemed. I could just go over and over sometime and say, yes, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, and I say so. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Mother. Yes, praise God. I am redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're living in a day and time where you cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have to be able to stand in favorable and unfavorable circumstances and declare that, yes, I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word tonight. We thank God for each of you that have tuned in. Praise the Lord. We would like to give the opportunity, if there is one on the line tonight that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ and his redemptive and atoning power, we would like for you to make this and take this as an opportunity to be able to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. And it's simple as ABC. Just accept him as Lord and Savior. Believe that he is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead. And confess him with your mouth that Jesus Christ, Lord, come into my heart and I receive you as Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And I know that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died and was resurrected for my sins. And I accept you tonight. Hallelujah. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory. If you prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. And as Sister Pat said tonight, you now should be able to shout, I am redeemed. We give God all praise and honor and glory. We pray that you will be able to take this word, hide it in your heart, go forth, share it with someone else, and we thank God for you tonight. Go forth this week and have an awesomely blessed week. And to God be
all the glory.
Have a wonderful night. We love you.
Love you.
Good night.